the distinction between the righteous and the wicked. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Malachi chapter 3 verse 18. In this passage, Malachi speaks not only to his contemporaries but to all generations, proclaiming the day when the Lord will make a clear distinction between the righteous and the wicked. This distinction is not according to mere human judgment, but of divine discernment. It is a separation wrought by the very hand of God, who sees into the depths of the human heart and weighs our actions, our words, our thoughts, and our desires with perfect justice. The righteous, those who serve the Lord with steadfast devotion, shall stand as witnesses to His glory. Their lives are marked by sincere faith in Jesus, obedience to His commandments, humility before His majesty, and love for their fellow man. Though they may endure trials and tribulations in this earthly pilgrimage, their reward is sure. For the Lord, in His infinite mercy, will preserve them and exalt them in due time. But woe to the wicked, those who reject the ways of the Lord and walk in the paths of disobedience. Their hearts are filled with pride, and their deeds with iniquity. They scoff at the precepts of God, and mock the warnings of His prophets. Yet their laughter shall turn to lamentation, for the day of reckoning draws near. In that day, they shall be cast down into the abyss of darkness, where there is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Matthew 25 verse 46. Beloved, let us ponder these words of Malachi and take heed to our ways. Let us strive to walk in righteousness, knowing that our God is a God of justice, who will reward every man according to his deeds. May we be found faithful on that great and terrible day, when the righteous and the wicked shall be separated, and may we hear those blessed words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord."